Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
The Indifference Signal. Written by Matt Butcher. Narrated by Josh Curran.
This will be my last string of recordings. I think they're closing in on my transmissions. I'll try and fit in as much detail as possible, as I fear they're intercepting some of my previous messages, and I'm not sure what's going through or not. I'll just pray you will be able to do something, anything, with this information. As you know, around 6 months ago, by my count anyway, they came. Their giant obsidian cities descending through the clouds to mirror ours made of concrete and steel. They were breathtaking. I remember standing in silent awe. I wasn't afraid, though. That I remember clearly. Just transfixed. Hypnotized as though in a trance. If only I'd known what was to come, though, I'd have been terrified. No sooner had these hulking crafts come to a silent rest in our skies, had they spewed out thousands upon thousands of smaller vessels. These we'd later discover to be reconnaissance drones of some sorts, and these spread to cover every populated landmass globally, all except yours, of course, where they would sit, apparently inactive, for several weeks. In this time, everyone just seemed to lose interest. I remember myself finding these phenomenal spaceships grow to be something of a bore. An eyesore at most. It's strange to think back to that time. How could we view these wondrous things with such inappropriate indifference? That, my friend, is what this message is in regard to. You see, this invasion didn't begin 6 months ago. That was only a midway stage. The big offensive. The preliminary stages had been largely focused on infiltration, laying the groundwork for a smooth takeover. I'm not sure how long these early phases had been in effect, but from what research had managed to do, I'd have to say, long before either of us were born. perhaps even around the invention of... I'm sorry for the sudden disconnection. Their mining efforts were getting a little too close for comfort, so I had to relocate. I say mining, though this would mean they were searching for one specific mineral or element. Strip mining is perhaps a more apt term, though it still falls short. My God, they are taking everything. Breaking down buildings, plants, people, everything at the molecular level, and sucking the deconstructed powder up into floating containers the shape of light bulbs. I think they make their ships out of it. The ashes of dead planets. Perhaps even their own flesh, as I've heard down the information trails that they seem to be constructed of the same black material as their craft. As strange as all this is, the most unexplainable thing, until now, I suppose, was everyone's reaction to this horror. Utter apathy. No one seemed to give a damn that people in neighbouring towns were being reduced to dust. They didn't blink an eye as large holes in the planet formed in the heavier mined areas, like bites out of an apple. It was only when the mining craft's rays beamed down onto their streets, their homes, and their friends that they began to pay attention. At this point, it was largely too late, of course. These poor souls were likely only minutes away from being stripped of their molecular bonds and dropping to the floor like black sand. They're getting closer. I need to be quick. We think we cracked how they did it. How they made us so damn indifferent as they killed us, as though we were no more sentient than the rocks and the trees they took with an equally ferocious appetite. It was a signal of sorts, a collection of nearly undetectable frequencies, both audio and visual, that have been hijacking our signals ever since we had the means to beam them into our homes. These signals were found in the internet, every TV program that has been recorded, and even a large portion of radio broadcasts, some dating back to the 1930s. Why such a long time when we won't live so long? Perhaps they didn't know our lifespan to begin with, and they were just covering their bases. They've been thorough. These low-level frequencies had previously been, in part, chalked down to some cosmic radiation or the distant echoes of the Big Bang. But they weren't. Perhaps they had been designed to mimic these to avoid detection further. I'm not sure, but like I said, they're thorough. I don't have my laboratory anymore, so I'm only able to hypothesize, but I discovered some research conducted on primates. Different wavelengths and frequencies seem to have the ability to affect brain function over time. Some could drive these chimpanzees into rage-fueled frenzies, while others had the opposite effect. These subjects became docile to the point of contradiction with their basic will to survive. They would watch with indifference as their fellow chimpanzees were subjected to acts of brutality, and some would even sit peacefully by as these acts were performed on themselves. It was horrible work, some that I'd not had the stomach to read about or view before, but I'm pretty sure you can see its significance. The technology that's being used here is centuries away from that experiment, of course, but the principal technique is the same. We are the docile monkeys, patiently sitting by as we are clubbed to death by whichever poor intern has been roped into doing the head scientist's dirty work. After isolating as much of the signal as I can, which isn't much, hell, it just gets stranger the more you dig into it, I've managed to create a counter-frequency of sorts. It goes some ways to nullify the waveforms that I understand, which, like I said, aren't many. In testing, it seems to lessen the chronic apathy, if only a little. I've wondered if you can transmit this from your base to allow people to gain the will to fight but I'm simultaneously concerned that would only be enlightening cattle of their fate, en route to the slaughterhouse. A slaughterhouse I fear I will soon be visiting. I'm attaching my research and discoveries to this message, and just pray it reaches you in time. I don't know how many of you are stationed at your Arctic base and what your capabilities are, but I fear the rest of the world has all but fallen. I still can't work out how such a thorough race has overlooked you, but perhaps even the most advanced minds are capable of mistakes. I have to sign off again. Their mining drones are getting close, and the signal... I think they're hijacking my signal with theirs. It's getting stronger. I need to move. I had a thought about why they haven't touched the Arctic, and why you're safe. I think I know. There was a program I saw a few years back. It mentioned something you do with mineral deposits under the ice. If I could only remember, but I don't care. Their signal, it's got into my head, changed my brain waves or something. There's nothing left driving me now. But again, I don't care. The mining craft will be here soon to rip me apart at the molecular level. But it doesn't seem to bother me at all. Should it? I can't remember anymore. I'm going home to my wife, or what's left of her. I suspect dinner is getting cold.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. The Indifference Signal was written by Matthew Butcher, narrated by Josh Curran, edited by Carl Hughes, with music by Chris Zabriskie and Tom Robson. If you're a fan of the show and you want to support the creators and help keep the lights on, then why not become a patron over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. There you can support the show from as little as $1 a month, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee or a pint of beer, and you'll get a special ad-free early access to episodes, Q&As with the creators, and even a special bonus episode produced just for the patrons. So that's www.patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.